Hello, Ventura. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are real women in real estate. AM 1590, KVTA. I am Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Liz Selleck.
And I'm Karen Campbell.
And happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. You got your green on.
Yeah. No, I don't.
You better watch out.
Oh, you get pinched.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Did you do that when you were little?
Absolutely. I still do that.
My mom used to pinch us if we didn't have green on. She still does.
Yes.
And we'd always have green pancakes, you know.
That's a thing in our family.
Yep. Yep.
So you better watch out. Okay. Sorry.
Yep.
I'm out of here. So we are brought to you. We are sponsored by Century 21 Troop, real estate leaders in real estate serving the community for 30 years. CSMC Mortgage, The Creek at the Harbor, Ventiki, Nothing Bundt Cakes. Who else? Everyone.
We have a lot of sponsors. We're very grateful for that. And we appreciate that. We have a lot of things we're going to give away. Go on our Facebook page. We have tickets to the home show. We have Ventiki sushi and sliders. We have free Bundt cakes. And we have some Baskin-Robbins ice cream.
Oh,
so go on a web.
That's new.
On
we just
our
woke
Facebook.
Liz just woke up. Whoa.
Hey, ice cream is the best.
Yes.
Especially there.
So how was your week?
My week was totally fun. So
good.
I got to tell you what I did this week.
Okay.
Went to see the taping of America's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah? Did you?
I did.
Was that fun?
It was fun. So I got to...
Was there any talent? Did you see any talent?
Actually, there was, and I'm not allowed to say what was on the show, but...
Simon will come find you?
Simon is very, very nice. Very nice
did you meet
guy.
Him?
I did.
I like
I
Simon.
Met him.
I
thought
like
he's
Simon
awesome.
Too.
I relate to Simon.
Yeah. And Mel B is just this little itty-bitty tiny person. She is adorable, can I just tell you? And Heidi is probably the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
They look so different in person.
She, no, I've seen her in person. She looks exactly like she looks.
Yes.
Like, I've seen Cindy Crawford in person, totally different. And when she makes the pose, you like that Cindy Crawford. But she doesn't look the same, like, I don't think. But Heidi is beautiful.
I think if you... Even if Heidi didn't have all of her makeup mm-hmm. on, and you would know that that's Heidi
yeah.
because she is absolutely stunning gorgeous.
It's like Nicole Kidman. Just walk, it looks exactly the same. Beautiful, beautiful.
It's fun, though, isn't it?
It's
isn't it
very
fun to go
fun.
Do that?
But my favorite, I have to tell you, what? My favorite is Howie.
Oh.
I so love Howie. God.
He's weird.
He's a goofball.
He's goofy.
Oh,
he was hilarious. Can I tell you how
he has
funny
that
he
germ
was?
Germ disease or germ thing, doesn't
well,
he?
Well, it's just a phobia.
Yeah. What is it called? Oh, he's a germaphobe.
Yeah. He does his hand, fists his hand if he's going to shake your hand. He doesn't shake anybody's hand at all. And nobody touches him.
Okay.
Like,
well,
no.
That's okay.
That's okay.
I don't have to touch him.
All right. Yeah.
So do we have any new real estate? I still have 1090 Gilbert over in the Cape. Their tenants were there.
You're kidding.
No. Tenants were there. They're gone now. And I'm going to have it open tomorrow from 2 to 4. And it is a cute little tri-level condo. Beautiful wood floors. So I've got that. What do you have?
I have
Citrus, right?
11293 Citrus Drive, number 103.
This is really, really cute. If
oh
you want a
gosh,
three bedroom, two bath on the east side that's less than $500,000 and the HOA is $240,000,
this is it.
Yeah, it's really cute.
It is gorgeous.
I don't have anything right now, but I will have a four bedroom, two and a half bath coming up in a couple months. So,
and I have one coming up on Wake Forest and Loma Vista there
yes.
on the corner.
Great
and it's going to be a four bedroom, two bath, really nice. It's going to be about $750,000, so that'll be real nice. And we're always looking for property, right, guys? We've
right.
got a ton of buyers. I'm going to be at an open house tomorrow at 2998 Redondo in Camarillo, Santa Rosa Valley. Beautiful. And it's a 4,500 square foot home on an acre and a half and just beautiful.
Stunning.
Oh. Yeah.
What else? Did you do anything this week?
I would spend a lot of time in court. Yeah.
Oh,
a lot
right.
of time in court. I got
but
full
custody.
But you
got stuff to celebrate,
right.
so
yeah,
that's awesome.
Right. Yeah.
Good job.
You know, that courthouse, I'll tell you what, this is exactly what I would do if I was a bailiff or a deputy. This guy was hilarious. it was like a divorce. It was custody, right? And, you know, you got to go in front of the judge and whatever. This guy was so funny. He's in the courtroom, and, you know, there's all the men and women, and, you know, no one's getting along, right? So he's like, should I put the men on one side and the women on the other side? He was so funny. He's like, all the women here. hearsay here. And then he, you know, and he said, I can't fight. And he was just making me crack up. I loved him. I wanted to stay just to watch him. You know, you might as well have fun if you're in there all day, right?
Especially if you're there for things that you can't resolve on your own.
Right. He's like, no one's going to get along in here. Everyone's going to argue, but do not do it because I will kick you out. And he was just hilarious. And he didn't stop. Like, he kept going. And so we were all cracking up. I thought, that's exactly what I would do if I was, you know, make it fun.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, well, funny. Because everybody is so stressed when they're there.
That, no one's there happily. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got to be there.
You got to be there. No one's having fun. Everyone's arguing.
I've never seen a deputy like that. That's funny.
Oh, he was so funny. We were cracking up. He was really good.
Well, I recovered this week.
You've been working your little tail off.
So the week before, I was down in Fallbrook working, refinishing cabinets. I took my mom down there and I had a project down there. And it was very labor intensive. I did all the work myself. It was a big kitchen and I had a great time. But I just spent the week kind of recovering. So, I mean, from, you know, physically. But I work too. But it's all good.
Yeah.
But, so it's good. Good week. And we had the rain. I love the rain. I think everybody kind of enjoyed the rain.
I did.
There's more to come. So that's all right. It's all good.
As long as it comes in little batches like it's been doing and not cause a lot of issues for us to deal with besides what we're already dealing with the fires.
And good snow in the mountains. I've been seeing some people post some great pictures of skiing, good snow, so it's fine. Our winter came a little late, but that's all right.
That is okay.
Yep.
So what do we have coming up, Karen?
Well, we've got a great show lined up for you today. We have a very special guest in the house. Jennifer Smith from X Photo Chocolates and Confections are here. And I have to tell you, I have already had those chocolates, and they are amazing. But I'll let you tell her about it. Let her tell you about it. She hand paints them. She does small batch ice cream at her shop.
Hand paints the ice cream?
Ice cream.
I mean, hand paints the chocolate?
She hand paints the chocolate.
And then you eat it?
And then you eat it. Ooh, it's amazing. Fun. It's delicious.
Okay.
And then she also does espresso and specialty drinks at her location. So she'll tell you all about that, like how that came about.
I can't wait to hear about
that. And then we're going to talk a little bit about our local districts have changed.
Yes.
And that's highly important. We're going to give you all the information about that. And then our own Rana Posen is here with a restaurant review. And then we'll talk a little bit about real estate and then tell you what's happening in our community. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Opa! You don't have to travel to Greece to enjoy the food, dancing, music, and culture. The Greek Ventura has it all. Healthy, traditional Mediterranean foods, fresh daily seafood, succulent steaks, cozy up at the fire pit on our newly remodeled patio. Open daily for lunch and dinner, brunch on the weekends. Extended happy hour from Monday to Friday, 2 to 9 p.m. All overlooking picturesque Ventura Harbor, where the parking is always free. Go to thegreekventura.com. Opa!
Get ready for an island paradise at Ventiki Lounge in Lanai. Located in beautiful downtown Ventura, Ventiki features the best in traditional cocktails, modern tiki drinks, Polynesian-inspired cuisine, and even sushi. As soon as you step onto the lanai, you'll feel the warmth of the islands with our tiki waterfall, wahine muraled flower garden, hand-carved tikis, and a fire pit for those chilly island nights. As you listen to the music of the islands, you will love our famous Kalua pork sliders, Sabu coconut chicken, or a trio of sautéed tiger prawns atop sushi rice towers with a mango curry beurre blanc. And we'll always have our classic Mai Tais using the original 1944 recipe. The best in town. So take a break and head down to Ventiki. We're located at 701 East Main Street on the corner of First Street and Main Street. Give us a call at 805-667-8887 or find us on the web at VentikiLoungeInLanai.com for our full menu. Ventiki, an island oasis in Ventura.
As the market leader in Ventura County, we at Century 21 Troop Real Estate have some exciting news to share. As you know, we used to be Troop Real Estate for 29 years, and last year we became part of the worldwide Century 21 system. It's been an exciting year of growth for us here at Century 21 Troop Real Estate. With the new tools and services, our reach has extended, and here's the exciting part. Because the trust our clients have placed in us to handle their real estate needs, 2016 was an exceptional year for us. We were just named the number 3 company in the world for Century 21. In addition, our agents participated in receiving the Century 21 J.D. Power Award for customer service in all 4 categories. First-time home buyers, repeat home buyers, first-time home sellers, and repeat home sellers. We're excited, and you should be too. You helped us get there. So whether you're buying or selling a home for the first time or you're a repeat customer, we'd love to help you. And again, thank you for your support and trust.
Welcome back. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, and we're so glad you've joined us here on St. Patrick's Day. Here on Saturday, we are brought to you by Century 21 Troop Real Estate, leaders in real estate. I am Liz Selleck.
I am Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
And I'm Karen Campbell. And we are excited to have Jennifer Smith in the house today. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit. So I'm just excited to have you. I've had the chocolates, so I already know how wonderful they are. But tell us a little bit about this box of chocolates.
I wish you could see these chocolates. They're like works of art.
Yeah, you can definitely check out our Instagram. People really like to look at that because we hand paint our chocolates. We use a colored cocoa butter. It's actually my daughter who hand paints them all. And she uses hand painting techniques and airbrushing techniques. And then we make everything from scratch. So I have a box here, and one of the flavors is honey lavender. We use local honey.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I got to go for it here while we're talking.
That's the lavender one.
Which one?
The honey lavender.
So Exfoto, you own this. This is
yes,
the company.
Okay. My daughter and I are partners in this together.
Okay.
We've got dulce de leche with the salted chocolate. So I do make the dulce de leche. My daughter makes the salted chocolate ganache.
That's oh my gosh. Okay. And these look like ornaments. I don't know. So, okay. So you have a store in town?
We do. We're in Midtown. We're next. We hear that a lot. We're next door to the Ventura Meat Company, and we're in the same building as Stevens Creek Market. So we're in Midtown across from the 99 cent store. That is hazelnut. That's a gianduja. So it's not a traditional.
Oh, it's absolutely delicious.
Ganache.
Okay, so what is there like a regular one, like regular chocolate with nuts? Because I don't like any
There's
of the fruity.
There's no nuts in this.
Okay.
So what you have here, that's a hazelnut. So there's no chunks.
Okay. So I'm looking at like a lavender with yellow.
So that's honey lavender.
Okay.
That's hazelnut gianduja.
Okay.
That is a raspberry violet. It's quite lovely. It's well balanced. Those are the same.
Okay.
That is bananas Foster.
Okay.
Fresh lemon. And that's the dulce de leche with the salted chocolate.
Ooh, what's dulce de leche?
Oh,
sweet milk.
It's sweet milk. This is it right here?
Okay, so it's a type of caramel.
These are so pretty. How long did these take to make?
You know, we make them in batches, and it takes my daughter, you know, a full day to paint.
Oh my gosh.
I just ate something that took a whole day to make. Oh my goodness.
Did it take a whole day to make?
There's a lot of time that goes into making these because we have to paint the molds. They get painted in layers.
Oh my God.
We mold them in chocolate and then dump it out to create a shell. Then we pipe in the ganaches. And so the one you're having has two layers. We've got the dulce de leche that I made, and then the salted chocolate ganache on the bottom, and then they're capped. So it's a long process.
Oh, my gosh. And then so you have different sizes of the boxes?
We do. So we have smaller boxes, like a 5-piece.
Oh, how cute.
That's really cute.
That's really cute.
So this is one of the ones that we'll be giving away to a listener.
Oh, good. Okay, so first person who goes to our Facebook page and says that they heard about the chocolate will get this. And what does that tell us? What flavor?
So this one is a 5-piece bananas Foster.
Mm-hmm. What is that? Banana flavor with?
So what we do is we take bananas, we caramelize them with brown sugar, hit a splash of rum in there, and then we use a dark milk chocolate that we make a ganache with. So it is creamy in the center.
Oh my gosh. How much does that cost?
This is $12.50 for 5 pounds.
That's not bad. These are beautiful.
They are beautiful.
Okay. And so what else do you have in your little box of tricks?
So we make other confections. We make toffee. This is a smoked salt pecan toffee. It's very, very popular. Your choice whether you want to eat it or share it with one of your readers.
Okay.
I mean, listeners.
Yeah, that's okay. Readers, who cares? Just give me that chocolate.
And then we also have a $30 gift certificate.
Oh, how nice.
So your customers can come in and also try our fresh-made ice cream that we make in-house, small batch.
What flavors?
Our most popular is a honey buttered toast. That's a flavor we created. So basically, I make a toast ice cream. My daughter makes a honey buttered caramel, and I swirl that throughout the ice cream. We do fresh mint and chip.
Gosh, that sounds so good.
Yeah, we use fresh mint leaves to flavor our mint ice cream. We have a really good coffee. Well, it's cold brew. I actually steep it 24 hours like cold brew.
When do you have time to do anything else? Everything takes 24 hours. Yeah, no, no life.
So explain to us the name. You said that there's a little story behind the name.
There's a really long story behind it. Oh. Ex voto actually means, it's Latin, and it translates as from the vow. The term we originally got it from is milagro. Milagro means miracle, but I had taken my children to Mexico for a few months about 18 years ago to study silversmithing and weaving. And while in San Miguel de Allende, I kept seeing these beautiful pieces of art. The most popular one or most famous one is a heart with fire coming out of the top.
Oh.
That actually represents passionate love. Well, they make these art pieces in trinket size out of tin. They used to be made out of silver. You also can find them in the shape of an arm, eyes, money. And what these are is trinkets that you carry when you're wanting something desperately. And the tradition is to pray to your saint to receive, you know, passionate love. And when your prayer is answered, you give the trinket to the church, basically. They would tack it around the saints in the church. This beautiful artwork. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what these things were. I had to come back to the United States and research it to understand really what it was.
Right.
What we do is about passion and devotion. My daughter and I have been working together since she was a little girl. And really, our business is our love story that's just played out, you know, in
so
front of everyone.
Sweet. Wow.
We express love through food. Mm-hmm. And so taking all this time and care to produce these products is our purpose.
And that's why you do it. That's awesome. How long have you been doing this?
We've been working with chocolate for 4 years.
Okay.
We had a cottage industry permit initially, and we were selling at the Ojai Farmers Market. Spicetopia has always carried our products, and we do like the Ventura Street Fair and different events and wineries.
Are you from Ventura?
Kind of. Ventura County.
Ventura County. Yeah.
Okay. And what's the reception when people go into your store? I mean, I'm sure they come back and come back and come back. It's probably repeat business, right?
Yes, we do have a lot of good repeat business. That was a great thing when we opened our shop. We already had a chocolate following. And everyone's reaction was just like yours when you open the box and they come in and see our display. They initially don't know what it is. I have to tell everyone, these are hand-painted. And then they're just like, what?
Sell online at all?
Really, I don't have a website to sell through, but we have the page, and then people contact me, I email them, and we do ship out to them.
Do you sell out? I mean, these take so long.
Yes, we do sell out. So any holiday, we sell out, and we have people who place orders ahead of time. We take orders. Our customers are like our friends, so people get to know us when they come into our shop. We sample everything, We want them to know what this is. Mm-hmm. They get to taste something, and then they're like, wow, this is quality.
Does the L.A. area know about you at all?
They would find us at the Ojai Farmers Market, and they would say, oh, your product's too inexpensive. And I say, well, we're not in L.A. So there's some. But your chocolate is temperature sensitive. It doesn't travel well.
Right,
so that is
right,
an issue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And same with the ice cream.
What are your hours?
10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we are closed on Monday. So we're open Tuesday through Sunday.
And what else do you guys do? Do you do birthday cakes or anything like that? Or, I mean, that would probably take forever, huh? It'd be like $1 million.
I do bake. We started out baking.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. So if you've only been doing this for 4 years, what did you do beforehand?
So we did a lot of baking previously. We did a lot of vegan products, gluten-free, and it was a side thing. So I used to practice law. After that, I owned Casitas Trailer Rentals up at Lake Casitas, and I sold that to get into chocolate.
What kind of law did you
practice? Well, that's a switch.
Employment law and family law.
That's why. See, I was just in court. I told you.
I know. I was like, which courtroom?
I don't know how those people do that, those mediators and stuff, how they do that every day, and everyone's arguing. I could never be a divorce attorney.
It's a lot easier to do hand-painted chocolate than it is.
I'd much rather do hand-painted chocolate for 24 hours a day. But, I mean, so that's why you got into hand-painted chocolate. I'm telling you.
Now, you also do ice cream. You said you did the ice cream.
So we make our ice cream. We use an organic base. The milk, buttermilk, and cream is from grass-fed cows. I was not expecting this, but I get customers who come in on a regular basis, and they tell me, I don't have the stomach issues with your ice cream that I have with other ice cream. Our ice cream tastes very fresh and clean. I get that. Customers tell me all the time, your ice cream tastes so clean. So you'll have to come in and taste it and see what you think.
Do you do the same flavors over and over, or do you like create flavors?
We create flavors, yet we you have to have those base flavors that everyone is expecting.
Like?
So we do like the mint and chip, the bourbon pecan, the honey buttered toast, our cold brew. I created a bananas and honeycomb. And that's really popular. I have a Cracker Jack, so it's a popcorn ice cream. I strain the popcorn out. And then I make a peanut toffee and chop that up and sprinkle that throughout. Our cookies and cream is really popular. Our chocolate sorbet, because it's dairy-free, so that's very popular. So it's not easy to find room in our case for something unusual, but I do try different things.
How many flavors?
Between 12 and 14 at a time.
And what's the favorite? If you had to pick one,
honey
ice cream.
Honey buttered toast is the most popular.
Honey buttered toast.
Yeah. And how about for the chocolate? What's the favorite?
There isn't. There's so many, and they're all, we've been making them a long time. They're well-balanced. They're well-made. Mm-hmm. So there isn't really one favorite. But turtles are a very popular product.
Yeah.
But all of our bonbons, just that they're hand-painted, is special. And people really like to give them as gifts. Yeah.
I love the blood orange
olive oil.
Blood orange olive oil is to die
chocolate
for.
It is popular.
Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Blood orange olive oil.
Now, how would you
oil.
Use that?
How would I use it? I just eat it.
Would you dip that? How would you use it? Would you use it in cooking? Would you use it as a salad?
Oh, you eat it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. This is a chocolate. So
no,
we
it's
use
chocolate.
Oh, it's a chocolate.
It's my favorite
it's
chocolate.
It's a flavor
there.
Of chocolate.
Yes.
Oh, a flavor of chocolate.
How
like,
would you
I
use it?
Like
well, you can put it wherever
blood,
you like
orange,
and then you eat
chocolate.
It.
Okay.
Olive.
You said
take it?
I thought you said olive oil.
You take
I did.
Liz, okay. You take it? And you put it in your mouth, and then you swallow.
Blood orange olive oil
yes.
chocolate. Okay.
Yes.
So after tasting, I met her at the Leva Sodalby.
And you followed her back to her shop,
yes,
and you followed her home.
Right? And so that's where I first met her. And I tasted all different kinds of chocolate. And then when I tasted that olive oil chocolate, I was like, oh, my God, that
is
so
she
delicious.
Hasn't left you alone since. She's been stalking you. Okay,
yeah,
Karen,
exactly.
Stop. Stop right now. So tell us again where people can find you, your hours.
Sure. We're at 2646 East Main Street. We're next door to the Ventura Meat Company and Stevens Creek Market. Our hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. We are closed on Monday.
Wow.
So people can go online and order from her and go and pick it up?
Yeah, you can do that. I mean, most people end up calling me or emailing me or texting me. But come into the shop. You can taste and see, you know, what you're enjoying. And then let me know if there's something special you want to order. We do custom work. So we do retirement parties and weddings. And we can do custom paint jobs, basically, on the chocolate to match the colors of the wedding or the
huge.
Theme of the party. We can do a flavor that you love if you have a special wine that you want to use.
Gosh.
So we do a lot of custom work.
Wonderful little favors. I mean, they're perfect for favors.
How many workers do you have now?
There's a total of four of us, but only my daughter and I make the products.
I don't know how you guys do that. They get it all done. Wow.
We work. We do.
Well, thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah,
I mean,
gosh.
It's fabulous. Everybody should go down there and check it out.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
You know?
I'll post a picture on our Facebook page. You guys be able to see how beautiful those chocolates are.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Jennifer.
I'm going to follow her back now. Bye. Okay.
Pursuing your ice cream.
So what's coming up?
So coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about our local districts and how they've changed and give you some information about that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you realize that when stress levels are high, reported happiness levels decrease? And then 75 to 90% of all doctor's office visits are from stress-related ailments. Learn about the next evolution of wellness at chakrastrength.com, C-H-A-K-R-A, strength.com, or 628-2686. That's 628-2686. We'll help you return to a relaxed, vibrant state and experience health in your body and mind.
Have you ever felt like your real estate agent isn't working for you? You're finding properties, they don't answer your phone calls. Well, that doesn't happen with me and my group of professionals. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone, and we can help you buy or sell anything in Ventura or anything else for that matter. Go to my website at realestatebytracy.com. That's www.realestatebytracywithanI.com.
Make life a little sweeter. Nothing but cakes is perfect for every occasion, from birthdays to work events, weddings, and even holiday parties. we offer the perfect centerpiece to make memories. Fresh eggs, real butter, and cream cheese, nothing too good to achieve perfection. We even have gluten-free. Our bakery still has the warmth and nostalgia of its home kitchen roots, but we also take a modern approach to the world of today. So whether you're enjoying a bundt cake or a bundtini, one thing is certain, perfection is what we offer. Take a look at all our luscious designs on our website at nothingbuntcakes.com or come visit our new bakery at the Ralph's Shopping Center, 1794 South Victoria Avenue in Ventura. Or give us a call at 918-4560. That's 918-4560. And make sure you mention Girls on the Air and get a free bundt cake.
Welcome back. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA, and we are really eating all this chocolate. It is so good. Oh, my gosh. And it's just beautiful.
They are beautiful. Oh, they're just delicious.
I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Kieran Campbell.
And I'm Liz Selick.
And we have our own Spence in the house because he's going to chime in on this topic that we're taking on. What is it, Kieran?
Well, you know, it's really important for everybody to know that our local districts have been changed as far as our city council elections.
What do you think, Spence?
Well, what does that mean, though? Tell people. I don't know.
So what that means is instead of you being able to vote for everyone, every seat that's open for city council, you may now only vote for the district that you live in. And you may only vote for the person that lives within that district that's running in that district.
In the city of Ventura.
So
I'm going to vote for the East End representative or whatever.
That's correct. So there's seven different districts, and they are all broken down by different streets. Like District 1 is the far west end of town.
The Avenue area.
District 2 is Midtown all the way to Lemon Grove up to Foothill.
Okay.
District 3 is from Lemon Grove to Hill Street in the upper end above the college.
Okay.
District 4 is a little more east off of Kimball and Pettit, above Telegraph.
That's four.
And out to Will. District 5 is down by North Bank.
Pettit over.
Right, over to Sattaquoy area.
So we would be five, Liz. Okay.
Right, and then District 6 is the Montalvo area. And District 7 is Thiel, Ralston, and then part of our...
south of Telephone.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So there's several districts that are already...
In the Pierpont area.
Question, the person who's running for the district, do they have to live there?
They do.
So what if we don't have a representative in our area? You know what I'm saying? We have to have our representative has to be from our area?
Correct. So districts that are up for election for this election coming up is District 1, 4, 5, and 6.
Why don't we just vote for whoever we want for city council? It's the top people.
Well,
who win.
This is the deal. We would like to know if anybody that is out there that would like to run for city council, to run in the district that they live in, if the seat is open. So this is a very different type of election as far as how it's going to be processed and done because the districts have changed.
Why has this happened?
So what do you think, Spence?
Well, I'm telling you, is this normal?
What's been the feedback?
Is this normal in cities? Do they do this in normal cities?
Well, they're actually doing it in Oxnard as well.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea.
Yes.
Because it makes it easier. If you're going to run as a normal citizen, it's too expensive. But if you have districts, you can concentrate and get the person who will help his local neighbor. Like, look at Montalvo.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
So if you look at downtown Ventura, a lot of people would claim that since so much is based there, that's what everybody thinks Ventura is. So if you live in Montalvo and you get a representative from that person will go and fight for you within the council.
It's kind of like the Senate, right? And at Congress, I mean, you have to live, right? You represent districts. So, I mean, see, at first I thought, well, wait, what if you want the best candidates? Now, here's my con, though. What if there's not someone who is interested or is worthy in my district?
Then it will go.
That will run.
Yeah,
that will run.
Exactly. Well, then it goes, you won't have a seat until somebody fills that.
But what if they're not competent?
And then I think you should move. Because if you can't find anybody in your area, and I'm serious about that. There's got to be somebody, you know, that will be able to take control, that will step up and will represent you and do it in a way that you can go to them and say, hey, you know, look what's happening in our little borough here. Because we all have to realize Ventura is a beautiful city. But parts of it are, if you ask people, where is Ventura? Oh, it's Main Street.
Right.
Well, there's more to it than that. And I think this will really help people.
East End. Yeah, we have nothing. We were just talking about that yesterday. Your citrus, you know, caravan.
Right.
You know, there's no grocery store. I mean, there's the new grocery outlet, but that's it over there. There's no grocery store. There's no Starbucks. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I understand that. But my only concern is if there's no one, you know, first of all, how much do these city council members make? Do we know? It's like nothing, right?
I don't know how much they make. They do get a stipend.
You get a little bit of money, and you also get some kind of benefits, and I think there can be some speaker's fees that are attached to things, but it's not going to make anybody rich.
It'd be nice if it could attract people because it pays well.
No, well, it doesn't.
It's all volunteer, right?
No, it's more of representing the people that the area of which you live. So let's just take one. Let's just take the Montalvo area. Mm-hmm. Montalvo used to be an unincorporated area of our city. It is now incorporated into our city, so therefore now it's part of the districts. But let's just say businesses were having a hard time doing whatever in that particular area. You could go to that representative and say, you know what, this is the issue. We need to take this on and fix this and make this better. You have somebody that can go to the council and be part of that group and be able to bring those issues to the city council and then be able to address it. Now you've got somebody that's an advocate for your business and for your personal consumer, right?
So how did they cut it up? Is it just literally by land and population? Did they figure some level of ethnicity or economic?
I think it's mostly by population.
I think it's by population, yeah.
So there is no, because that would, another reason why you need representation like that, some people will claim, they used to call it gerrymandering, and it was gerrymandering, but somebody mispronounced it and it stuck. But it's the reason they do that is to, well, look at how the Electoral College works.
That's what I'm saying. It's like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's to make sure that one doesn't outweigh the other.
Right, right. I get the idea. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, and I do like it.
Now, what people have to understand is they're going to have to get off of their couches and get involved. Well, that's the challenge always with these things. And stop posting things on social media and their cell phones and get involved. That's the only way things are ever going to change.
I think you should run.
Right.
I'm not kidding. Like, I mean, you know, my only fear is that there's not someone, you know, I don't know who's.
I think the cream will rise to the top.
I think it will.
I hope so,
because there's a lot of people that are misinformed, and there's a lot of people that have the good of Ventura, you know, at heart. They really do, and those are the people that need to get involved.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just, you know, some people don't have the time, don't have the money, so it's unfortunate, but it'd be nice if we could offer someone more money to do that and maybe get someone who's qualified in there. That's my only concern. Well, I'm trying to Google what does a city council member make.
Well, I think that's irrelevant.
I don't think it is.
Money should be the issue. I think the good of the community should be the issue, and I think that people do have the time because they spend a lot of time on apps like Nextdoor and social media, and they have a lot of time. And if they stop doing that and get involved in real issues.
How do you know they do that? Because you're doing it.
That's right. Well, I monitor a lot of that stuff.
You're watching it.
I monitor it because I'm out there watching a lot of it. And you know what? That whole thing that happened at Balboa Middle School.
Yeah.
You know, if people have the time to do that and that many parents show up for something like that, there's a lot of public interest out there. People care. They care about this community. They care about their kids. They care about what happens. And so if people would get that involved and take that much time, I think this is a good thing. And I hope that people will get involved on that level.
I got this real quick. City Charter Section 601 sets the pay of the council at $600 a month. And allows the mayor to earn up to $700. This has not been raised for more than 20 years.
It's not about the money.
It's not about the money.
Well, no, but I mean,
you get $100 flat allowance Boop, boop, boobity, boo.
Okay. Free gas.
I think I'll get a paper out.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, unfortunately, guys, people, you know, some people have to feed their families, and I'd love to have the most competent person out there to talk for the city, but you need to give them, I think, incentive.
Well, many of these people who work are
business owners.
Yeah, and there's lawyers. There's all sorts of people.
How often do they meet?
Do it. Once a week.
For how long? Hours?
Hours and hours.
That's what I'm
saying.
Sometimes it goes into midnight.
It depends on the issues. It depends on the issues.
Like, I couldn't do something like that. I'm a single mom. You know what I'm saying? And so hopefully, I mean.
Sure. It does have to be the right person. Sure, it does have to be the right person. But my contingency is that everybody can get involved on some level. Mm-hmm. Not everybody can get involved on city council and give those kinds of hours. But some people can. Some people can give an hour. But you know what? You know, turning to social media and complaining about everything is not the answer. It's not.
Let's all eat hand-painted chocolate.
Yes, let's just
stay out of divorce court.
So, and complaining about it isn't, you know, complaining about this change is not the answer either.
Are people complaining?
You know, giving it a chance, giving it a chance and seeing how it'll work out is the best, you know, the best thing. Maybe this is.
Are you seeing complaints?
Huh?
Are you seeing complaints?
No, we're not. I'm not. I'm just. But that's a natural, you know, reflex. You
Anytime
know, reaction
there's
to
change.
People. Anytime there's change. So, right. You know, I hope it's a good thing. I agree. I agree.
When
with you
are the elections?
That,
do we know?
Is there an election in the summer? I can't remember. I just read it too. But, you know, certainly November. But
yeah.
But
well,
I think it'll bring more people into voting.
Hopefully,
and I think you won't need a bunch of money. A regular person could sign his neighborhood and walk his or her neighborhood, and you could meet people, and it would be much easier than how do I address people on that side of the city? You go with your peeps.
Yeah,
you
right,
great,
exactly.
Yeah.
Honestly, for a real estate agent, you know what I mean.
Well, and you know, the Ventura County Coastal Association of Realtors has put on a leadership academy to train people. Not only for situations like this, but for leadership of our own association. That Leadership Academy is going to be going on for the next 9 weeks. And that's one of the things that we're doing to help promote it. But besides that, you're going to get dollars from that individual district for that person to run. If you have three people in your district that you think are qualified to run, you're going to support that person so that
so
one person rises to the top.
Well, there's nothing like talking to people face-to-face. There's just nothing like it.
What do they say? Handshake's worth 100 votes. I think that was LBJ's thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if you go out, meet and greet, meet and greet, meet and greet.
And you know, we've experienced that in our business. I think we've seen that pendulum swing. You know, we've seen the benefits of technology. I mean, you know, where everything was, you know, digital for so long. Oh, it's electronic. You know, we went, you know, all the way over there and didn't do face-to-face, you know, for a while. And then it was like, well, that didn't work out so well.
It got a little too out there.
A little too much that way. And now we've seen, you know, well, let's go back to, you know, door-to-door. And, you know, there's got to be a balance.
Yes.
You know, it just absolutely has to be a balance, and nothing replaces, you know, face to face, one on one time with people. It never will. Nothing will replace that.
Yeah. So I encourage everybody out there, if you think you are that person in the particular districts, you know, step up.
What do you do if you want to do something like that?
You can. There's paperwork that must be filed
With the city.
Yes, with the city, and there's deadlines for that. So I encourage you to check that out. I will look it up and post it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, there's all kinds of information about that.
Absolutely, and you know, see who that representative is going to be, so that then people that live in that district is going to have someone that they can go to and talk to individually, and then that person will represent that particular district on city council, and hopefully things will work out beautifully that way. I think it's a good change. I'm encouraging it. Oxnard is also doing the same thing. They have got their city in different districts, and I think we're going to see this go across, you know, our state. So,
you know, there's always that situation. It happens all the time where something happens and, you know, people wake up and go, how did that happen? When did that happen? Well, now's the opportunity for people to get involved. So that, think when, you know, the process happens, now you can be involved.
Exactly. So if you know somebody that you think might be a great city council member,
Liz,
encourage them. Encourage
them
to step
up. You live in Fillmore. Spence would be great, but you.
I spend more time here, though, so I think I get residency.
Well, did you seriously? You know, probably not. You
Does that count time actually in Montalvo?
Probably, yeah.
Yes, because you do spend a lot of time here.
Dual residency.
It should,
you know. So go to our Facebook page. We will be posting all that information on there, and you know, think about it.
Yeah,
it's a good thing to think about, and good thing to encourage people to do.
Yep. Yeah.
So okay. Coming up, we have our own Rana Posen in the house, and she's going to be giving us a restaurant review.
Let's talk about some more food.
Yeah, yeah, so stay tuned.
Get your hands out of the chocolate, Liz. God.
Make life a little sweeter. Nothing but cakes is perfect for every occasion, from birthdays to work events, weddings, and even holiday parties. We offer the perfect centerpiece to make memories. Fresh eggs, real butter, and cream cheese. Nothing too good to achieve perfection. We even have gluten-free. Our bakery still has the warmth and nostalgia of its home kitchen roots, but we also take a modern approach to the world of today. So whether you're enjoying a bundt cake or a bundtini, one thing is certain, perfection is what we offer. Take a look at all our luscious designs on our website at nothingbuntcakes.com or come visit our new bakery at the Ralph's Shopping Center, 1794 South Victoria Avenue in Ventura. Or give us a call at 918-4560. That's 918-4560. And make sure you mention Girls on the Air and get a free bundt cake.
Are you looking for a community lender that knows how to do service right? Look no further than CSMC Mortgage, where the CS stands for customer service. Our dedicated and caring staff are here to help with your purchase, refinance, home equity, and reverse mortgage loan options. Call us toll-free 855-486-7852 or visit us at csmcmortgage.com. Choose CSMC, where we pride ourselves on mortgage lending done right. Customer Service Mortgage Corporation, DBA, CSMC Mortgage, License, NMLS ID 0202-1660, California Bureau of Real Estate 1570216. Not a commitment to lend. Restrictions apply. Contact CSMC Mortgage for more information.
Diet is one of the most powerful tools we have to take control of our own health. There are many ways to stay healthy, but nutrition will always be at the foundation of good health. Cindy Pike with Arbonne can help you with a nutrition plan that is tailor-made for you. Just contact Cindy and get started. Interested in learning more? Contact Cindy at www.cindypike.arbonne.com or call 805-218-8542. That's 218-8542. Cindy Pike, independent Arbonne consultant, one of the leading health and wellness industries.
Welcome back. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA. I am Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Liz Selleck.
And I'm Karen Campbell.
Now, get that chocolate out of your mouth, girlfriend. No fudge on the new microphone.
I'm telling Karen you.
How's that chocolate over there?
It's delicious.
Okay, and we have our own Rana Posen in the house. Hi, Rana.
Hi.
We're just munching on chocolate.
Where'd you go? I went to Gasolina. In the annex.
What is
in
that?
The collection at River Park.
Gasolina.
You got to go try it and check out the annex. Too,
okay, so tell us about it. What is
well,
it?
Wait, where is this annex? I've never seen it. Is it it's across it's from Comedy?
The river. Yeah, it's near there, but the river. Copper River.
Is it Copper Ridge? Or it's Levity Live's
it's
restaurant.
Copper Blues.
Right across from there, you'll see it. And it's building onto itself. And also, but this restaurant takes up a whole corner, so it feels like its own restaurant. Very casual, the whole vibe there is casual. You can eat outside, you can eat inside. I don't know if it would be a great place for kids, only because it is Spanish food and not Mexican food, Spanish food.
Like tapas and...
Tapas, yeah. And so if your kid is adventurous, yay, I say take them and let them try things. They do have scrambled eggs, though, called Matilda's Breakfast. They have great brunch there, and then, of course, your tapas, and you can eat dinner there, too. And they have a wonderful happy hour every day from... 3 o'clock till I think.
I like happy hours
six,
that start early.
3 o'clock to 5.
That makes me happy.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and they specialize in Spanish wines, but they also try to do some local like Napa Valley wines.
So that annex, is it like totally open? Is it an open thing?
I haven't seen it. I
it is,
there.
And there's everything from your like. like there's a sushi kind of place in there.
But is it like a almost like a food area?
Yes, it's all food, but then there's a bar in there, a full bar in there.
But you
as
go
well.
Up and order and then go sit down, or do you
yes.
have waiters?
Yes, yes, you go sit down. Have you ever been
like a food court?
Well, not like a food court. Have you ever been to the market downtown LA? The open market, it's like that.
I think I have, yeah.
Right across from Angel's Flight, downtown LA.
Okay.
It's like that. So you walk in and there's just restaurants all over.
It's like booths almost.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But this one you can, they have waitresses actually that will come up and take your order too.
Wow.
So it's not just
a
order.
So it's a downscale size of that open market.
Okay.
And it's actually pretty fun. It's actually got a lot of different choices and a lot of different
Is there music?
Restaurant. Not really.
No, not yet. I don't.
There's a bar in the back.
Yeah.
That, you know, like a brewery, and that's kind of fun.
And it's really new and modern and clean, so it's really a nice atmosphere.
Yeah.
And but anyway, I want to talk about this.
Okay.
So the owner is Sandra, and she is from. She was born in Amsterdam, but she spent her summers in Spain. Mm-hmm. So she has the pancake place in there.
Okay.
And she has this restaurant, Gasolina, and their motto is food, fuel for the belly and the soul.
It's like a restaurant called Gasolina.
Why,
I know, it gives you Gasolina.
And it's she's the chef, head chef as well, so she pours her heart into this. And you have to go try the things there that are amazing, the Spanish specialties. I tried the patatas bravas, which is their Bravas fries, aioli, and Bravas sauce. I also had a wonderful market salad with their chicken, which is delicious. The way they do their chicken is delicious. It comes from the leg, and it's really juicy.
Oh, yum.
And then I also tried
some
lentil soup,
Bravas.
Which was amazing.
This is real traditional Spanish.
So what you had was Bravas fries, Spanish chorizo sausage, ham. Alio, A-I-O-L-O.
I did not have the ham because I don't need ham.
Oh, okay.
But I had everything.
What's I-A-I-O-L-O?
How do you say that?
Aioli.
What is that? Yeah. Do you know?
It's like a little sauce. It's
sauce, and then Brava sauce and sunny side up. Yum.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to go. It's very, you have to be a little adventurous, but you got to try it. And save room for the churros. This is not the Mexican churros.
Okay.
This is Spanish real churros where you have the chocolate dip. And it's
wow.
So good.
Okay, yum. It looks pretty reasonable too.
I mean, very reasonable.
The tapas. Is the tapas like a meal? Can you have one?
You
or
know, like, you would share. So it's like that. You share small plates, and so it's fun. So you get to try different things.
Marinated olives tapas has thyme, citrus, and garlic in it, and it's $6. Is that for one tapas, or is that a couple?
One. Just one. Well, it's a plate of olives. You know, like.
Oh,
try.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay. I was thinking like little tacos.
Yeah, and then of course you have to have sangria if you go for.
Of course.
Oh, never. Never.
Good. So yeah, I recommend it. I give it 4.5.
Excellent.
4.5 jalapenos out of 5.
That sounds very good.
Yeah. It's a fun place to go. You'll really enjoy it.
So River Park is getting just so busy and big, and you know.
That's it. Yeah.
I think I've been to Levity Live the past like.
Yeah, there's a lot to do in there. You have comedy, you have the movies, you have shopping. So
it's so fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
And there's lots of real estate in there. So if anyone wants to see any real estate in there, we can help them, right?
Absolutely.
And we can explain Melrose.
Yes, because the collection has Melrose on every single property.
Oh, I know what I wanted to say. This is the first place where I have seen they add an 18% gratuity onto your check, so no tipping. It's included.
But no,
it's included
no matter how many people.
Of the food?
Yeah, which they do it a lot, I guess, in LA, but I've never seen it.
I don't like that.
Here.
I don't
They divide that evenly between the help. So I think that's kind of nice.
Yeah, but what if you get.
Wow, well, they need
service.
To do that in Louisiana.
Yeah, they do, right?
Yeah. Right. Okay, well, what do we have coming up?
Well, coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about fair housing. It's Fair Housing Month for real estate. And also, we've got a seminar coming up, so when we come back, we'll talk about that. So stay tuned.
Hi, it's Justin Womack from Coaching Biz Mastery, your one-stop solution for business web, email, and tech solutions. We offer lead generation, online advertising, and email marketing services, and can help you launch your first webinar or membership site. Want to catch up on the world of social media? We can help through private coaching or done-for-you services. Give us a call at 805-232-3422 to see how we can ignite your business voice online. Find us online at coachingbizmastery.com. 805-232-3422.
I'm Deborah Delaney from Girls on the Air, and I was a television actress for many years before becoming a top producing realtor in our beautiful communities of Ventura, Channel Islands, and Santa Barbara. My clients' wants are my number one priority, and I would love to help you with all your real estate needs. Call me today at 805-856-9315. That's 805-856-9315. I look forward to hearing from you.
Diet is one of the most powerful tools we have to take control of our own health. There are many ways to stay healthy, but nutrition will always be at the foundation of good health. Cindy Pike with Arbonne can help you with a nutrition plan that is tailor-made for you. Just contact Cindy and get started. Interested in learning more? Contact Cindy at www.cindypike.arbonne.com or call 805-218-8542. That's 218-8542. Cindy Pike, independent Arbonne consultant, one of the leading health and wellness industries. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Stand a little taller. Welcome back. You're listening to Girls on the Air. We're real women in real estate right here on KVTA 1590. I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
And I'm Liz Selick.
And we are brought to you by
Century 21 Troop Real Estate. We are serving our community for 30 years right here in Ventura County.
And by who else?
And by Nothing But Cakes.
And by The Greek.
And Ventiki. You're being funny.
Woohoo. What is up with you?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make it fun, right? I got a chocolate pie that hit me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what it is. It's the sugar.
It's the sugar rush.
Right.
Speaking of Nothing But Cakes, I did want to bring something to everybody's attention. There's a great new program. And if you own a business, you may want to participate in this. This is an employee birthday program. You can give all of your employees' names and birthdays to Nothing But Cakes, and they will deliver a triple Bundt Cake tower. Ooh. For $20 to every one of your employees on their birthday.
Oh, like so it's like a birthday club kind of thing?
It's a birthday club, yeah.
Oh, I want that.
Wait, say that again?
So it's an employee birthday program.
Okay.
And for $20, they will deliver 3 Bundt Cakes. So they put them in a tower.
Like
they
a
decorate them
like
really
a,
cute.
Bundt Cake birthday cake.
It is. It's a Bundt Cake birthday cake. Can't say that fast.
Bundt Cake birthday cake.
So instead of having to make sure you get a birthday card and make sure you say happy birthday and make sure you do all of those things, you just give your employee list with their birthdays to Nothing Bundt Cakes, and they will just show up and deliver it to them.
That is a great idea.
Isn't that a great idea?
I love that. Ooh, I want that. Can we give that to our... Can we give that idea
I'm going to give that to our company. Yes, I am.
You just send that right on over there.
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
But there's a couple other things that I want to bring to your attention. So not only the birthday program, what if you're hiring a new employee?
What if?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It would be a great welcoming gift.
That's really sweet.
That's really
and they're
sweet.
Delicious.
They are. And they're consistent. They're fabulous every time. And I just think it's a great little program. So if you're interested mm-hmm. in that, I'll post this on our Facebook page.
Well, that's a great idea.
And
yep,
you can tell them Girls on the Air sent you.
For sure.
And we also, if you can you still go in there and say Girls on the Air and they'll give you a Bundt Cake?
Absolutely.
And those Bundt Cakes are not small.
No, they're for two people.
Why are you looking at me?
Actually, depends on who you are.
It's a big Bundt Cake.
It's a big Bundt Cake that makes your bundt look... little.
Don't think so.
So we every year we have Fair Housing Month, which is very important. Fair housing is an extremely important thing because everybody should have fair housing, right?
Yes.
Well, so and explain what is fair housing. You can't discriminate against someone
right.
for their race, for their
creed, for any gender.
Right. Okay. So we promote that as real estate agents. And so this is the month that we do that. So we promote fair housing for all. And in 1968 was passed the Fair Housing Act. So we spend a month promoting that. And last year, actually, I got to go around to all of the city councils here in our area, and we do a proclamation with all the city councils in our area, and it's very important that we have a presence in our area, and we are supported by all of our city councils in Ventura County, and that's very important. And so
because it's unfortunate, you know, landlords do discriminate, and you know, they really shouldn't. It's not fair, right? Well, what do you do? What if you feel that you're being discriminated against as a potential renter?
Well, then you have to report it
to
the fair house the housing authority.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's who you would do it for, a renter.
They should do it for the prices.
But for you know? But for like if somebody discriminated against your offer, then you could
for a purchase if you were trying to buy a house.
Mm-hmm. Buy a house and somebody discriminated against you for whatever reason, then you would report that to the Department of Real Estate. So highly important.
Yes.
But most realtors are very, very
aware
and know that they cannot discriminate in any way. We also have a VA home buyer seminar coming up.
Ooh.
It is going to be just for our military, just for our veterans and our reservists. And it is March 21st. It's from 6 to 7 p.m. at Topper's Pizza on Peninsula.
We're doing that
in
next
Oxnard.
Week.
We're doing that next week. And
because a lot of people don't realize your VA benefits, if you served, you can get zero down, you know, put nothing down. It's free money and buy a house in Ventura. And we're not talking about a house for $400. I think you can go up to, 670 something?
Yeah.
And if you have a down payment or you can put some money in there, you know, you can go up to 900 or, you know, it just depends. But, 0% down is a great option.
And we have a strong veterans presence here in Ventura.
We do, with a military base right here.
And some people feel that those loans are hard, cumbersome, or, you know,
they're not.
They're not at all. Actually, they should be very well looked upon because, first of all, they're 100% guaranteed, you know, by the government.
Right.
So a seller should not discriminate against a VA offer at all. And they're very, very, they're very, very easy to get through because the deadlines come and it's not, I don't know, I like VA offers and I like, you know, I enjoy working with veterans and helping them out. They've helped us. We should help them, right? And there's no PMI. That's what's interesting. Zero down. You know, when you do FHA or you do conventional, less than 20%, you have to pay PMI, private mortgage insurance, which is hundreds of dollars a month. So put 0% down, get a mortgage, and don't pay PMI. It's great for veterans. So what time is it again and when?
It's March 21st. It's from 6 to 7 at Topper's Pizza on Peninsula Road in Oxnard.
So are we going to have pizza?
We are.
All right. So come join us. We'll be there next Wednesday night. And until then, enjoy your St. Patrick's Day and have a great week. We'll be back next week. We are Girls on the Air.